roll into our morning conversation. What do you say? I've often wondered what goes on inside the gold vault. What do those United States Mint police officers do when they're at work? Are they the most bored people in the world, or do they have, are there tasks to complete?
So I have known some people that have worked there, but they can't tell you anything.
No.
You ask questions and it's like, you're like, okay.
There is a current Elizabethtown police officer whose father I knew worked in the vault, and he would tell me nothing. I would ask him questions, and it was like a game. Every time I'd see him, he'd go, I'm not telling you anything. I'm absolutely not going to tell you anything.
So there are so many myths, you know, living around here, you know, everybody has their idea of what actually happened, or what do they do?
And it's always, well, I heard from a guy who knows.
Exactly. I know. So, like, we want to have fun with this. What do you know? What do you think you know about the gold vault? I mean, are the officers allowed to have cell phones in there?
Do you think they're in there just, like, cruising Facebook? Do they have,
I mean, are they standing guard? Like, you know, do they go, like, 20 stories down into the ground? And then they stand there. That's where the gold is. And then they've got, like, weapons guarding it.
I don't know what it's like, but in my mind,
no clue.
What I hope it's like is it like Men in Black, where like you walk in through like what just looks like a regular door, and then like you said, it's 20 stories down, and there's like aliens working with you, and you know,
yeah.
I hope it's like that. Probably not.
Like whatever it is, we have a whole lot of respect for the people that guard that.
Yeah,
I mean that's a serious job, and I just wonder. Do they just sit around and laugh at the stories that people come up with?
Oh, I'm sure it's a big thing for them to laugh.
Do they have like a notebook of, oh, wait, I heard this. And then they like have this ongoing book that's like years ago, this person said this.
Well, I wonder if they're part of the people who spread the rumors.
They could be.
It's
why
like,
not?
Hey, let's make up some more stuff to get them going. So interesting side note. This is something that a lot of people may not realize. Our owner, Mr. Bill Evans, has been inside the gold vault.
He is one of a select few. He was, as part of the media, back in, was it 1974?
I believe I'm right on the year. I could be wrong. There was a United States senator who said, if the vault doesn't have anything in it, because the rumor was there was nothing in the vault.
Yeah.
And they were like, look, if there's nothing there, we need to decommission that because it costs a lot of money to operate it. The Mint is in control of that. I want to know what's in the vault.
Yeah.
So he invited me, members of the media. It was a whole special thing. And there's documentary film footage that was taken by national television crews. But they invited local media and national media. And Mr. Evans was one of the few people that got handpicked to go inside and look around.
Yeah. So he's actually seen gold.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a picture of him. We have a picture. So I think it's really cool. So we just want to know, what do you think they're doing in the gold vault? What happens there?
Alien research. Hey, it's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. On the phones, our good buddy Charlie. How are you?
Not too bad. How y'all doing this morning?
We're doing fine. Our morning conversation's about the gold vault. What do you think you know about the gold vault? And you have an interesting gold vault story from back in the 60s.
Yeah, my dad drove a dump truck, had a blowout there in front of the gold vault. Which, you know, he didn't think there was any harm. Him and Uncle Man climbed over the fence, started up to the vault. They was told to halt, which he didn't understand what they meant.
Oh my goodness.
A lot of guys with a lot of guns showed up out there on the lawn. And he told him what he'd done. He had a flat tire and he'd borrow the phone. He said, you don't borrow the phone here. But they did take him up to the guard, one of the guard posts, let him use the phone to call help, and they escorted him back to the road and told him never come back.
They've got his picture posted inside there. Like
he's on a list somewhere still.
Probably. I tell you, you're lucky they didn't shoot you right there in the front.
Yeah, y'all would be having a 50th anniversary of your uncle's memorial if that had gone another way. Wow.
Exactly.
Wow.
So I do know two people that have walked across that grass, you know.
Well, thanks for sharing this morning, buddy.
I thought I'd do that, man. But as far as inside the vault, I don't think we're going to find out anything.
Yeah. Some things are, you know, just they need to be kept secret for good
exactly.
reasons.
Exactly. There you go.
Thanks, Charlie.
Y'all take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, so that's one cool gold vault story.
Yeah.
Still doesn't get us inside the vault,
no.
But at least we're on the grass now. Now, I have a Facebook friend who sent me some information and said, don't say who I am, but here's some stuff I know. They move the people inside every 60 days to a different job so they don't get too comfortable anywhere.
Okay.
There is gold inside that vault, but the cameras are so high tech and detailed it can count every little freckle on your face.
Wow.
They store medical supplies there in case there's a national emergency or major destruction. There are tunnels, underground floors, and if you fly a drone over it, they'll knock it out of the sky and come and find you.
Okay.
I don't know how this person knows this
well,
to be factual.
See, this is what
and
we're
I say
saying.
Factual in quotes.
And the what you know is in quotes
right.
also, because there's a lot of things that people know, but what do you really know?
Right.
Like, I know I've never been in there. I know I'm never, I shouldn't say never, but I never expect to be in there.
Right.
And I'm okay not knowing.
Yeah.
I think it makes for a fun story, like when you make up what you think you know.
Now, this person I know that had worked for the United States Mint Police as a person who worked there, again, I would ask him a lot of questions and he would give me zero information. He did say one time, he said, you know that movie Goldfinger, the James Bond movie? I said, yeah. And he said, wildly, they did give them permission to shoot around the vault.
Which
and
is
shoot
interesting.
Exteriors of the vault. And he said, but the minute that they open a door, everything from that door on inside and everything you see in there, he said, total malarkey. Absolutely, fantastically, completely inaccurate. It's just a Hollywood creation.
Yeah. I mean, we're not supposed to know.
So what we think it looks like in there is based on photos from that tour in 1974 where they really did let a few people into the vault and James Bond, which was totally made up.
Well, I'm going to go get that picture and I'm going to share it on our Facebook post because you can share your stories on our Facebook post. But I'll go get that picture and put it up there.
What do you know about the vault?